Zog the Mishnah daf kuf mem ches omet beis, four lines from the bottom. Moina odemis orchov ves papiroisob mipiv. A person on Shabbos is allowed to count with his mouth how many guests he's having for the meal and how many meals he has to prepare. Avalomin aksav. But he's not allowed to count it with his mouth off a piece of paper, off a menu, off a list, a chasen list or whatever, a guest list for Shabbos. If you wrote it before Shabbos, not a question of ksiva, it's a question of, the Gemara is going to say, otu shtore het yoytis. If someone reads certain things of mekhom memkar, business dealings, you might come to erase and something make, and especially over here, have a guest list, and you have a certain amount of meals, so you might come to erase. One second, let me erase this amount of guests, because I need more meals, and I don't have enough. So that's why you're not allowed to be moina minaksav, only bepiv, but not minaksav. The Rashba wants to make a diuk that minaksav b'machshove would be mutter. It seems to say that only minaksav mipiv is also. Mipiv stam is mutter. Minaksav is also. That means minaksav befir is also. But let's say minaksav b'machshove, maybe that would be able to be mutter. But the Maisi says the reason of shtar adyotis is shamiyim choyk, and there it's also even machshove to read shtar adyotis. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, mefis odom im bonov im b'nei beisa ala shulchan. You're allowed to make a girl, a pious, with your children on the shulchan, in the splitting and raffling off the meals. You can't make the raffle a large portion, smaller portion. The Gemara is going to explain exactly the reasons. And likewise, when it comes to karbonos, meaning the same thing. You can make garolois, chaloshim means garolois, on kochim between the kahanim on yontiv, but not on the monos. And we'll see soon what that means. My timer. Why can't you read off alak minaksav or choysov parparoysov? You can read a minaksav. Why not? You might come to erase it. You see, you have a menu stating so and so. You realize you have too many people. You're going to erase part of the menu. You're going to erase part of the guest list. So there's two reasons, Taka. Rav Bibi's reason is gzeir shem yimchok. Abai's reason, you might come to be read shtore adyotis. And shtore adyotis, you're not allowed to read. Zok Tesis, what is shtore adyotis? He brings Rashi. Mekchum emkar. Before Zok Tesis, le'el per kokis ve'pirish, igos ashluchos, limzer chefetz. But the point is that shtore adyotis, you're not allowed to read. So it's gzeir or to shtore adyotis. Now, what's the problem with Shtore Adyotis? Shtore Adyotis also the problem is you'll come to erase. That's what Rambam learns clearly in the Shabbos. Others learn the reason of Shtore Adyotis is because state in Pasuk, Mimtzoi Cheftzecha V'Davedovo. Mimtzoi Cheftzecha. Cheftzecha Asurim. Cheftzecha Shmai Mamuta. So this is Cheftzecha. Zog the Gemara, Mai Benai, what's an afkamina between Shema Yimchoik and gzera or to shtore adyotis? So if you say that shtore adyotis is like some say that it's because of mimtze cheftzecha, so one is a mechika dikadin, shem yimchok, and one is a shtore adyotis dikadin, of mimtze cheftzecha. But if shtore adyotis gufa is shem yimchok, they're both really shem yimchok. So what's the ma'aseh in the community between them? If let's say the menu or the guest list or whatever you're reading is written on a wall, not on a piece of paper, and it's elevated, it's midly, it's out of your reach. So if it's out of your reach, you're not going to physically erase it over there. So come to erase. Read, you'll always come to read. If the read is that you come to read, so Meluhu, then you come to read Shtore Adyotis. And Shtore Adyotis, you're not allowed to do either because of Mitzvah Katzah, because of your race. But if it's because over here, Shami Yim Koik, over here you want to race because it's elevated. And it's on a wall. It's not a piece of paper. Zog the Gemara, Lamandom Shami Yim Koik. Lamandom, it says Shami Yim Koik. Necho Shami Yikro. Why is the Chshash? Shami Yim Koik. What about Shami Yikro? Zog the Gemara. Vesu. Le Shami Yim Koik Loik Hashinon. You're telling me Shamimcha, you're not choishish when it's on a wall and it's high above? We know we learned in Afid Beis. You're not allowed to read on a, with a candlelight on Shabbos because you might come to adjust the candle. Even if it's not reachable, there's a gzeru we made that either the vart is loy plug or the vart is that Rashi says loy plug. Afilu gvoya zok Rashi shloy tachlik. I mean, we're not mechalakin gzerus. Others learned, the Balamor learns, is because you might come to bring a ladder and go up two stories high. That's why. But either way, it's just like over there, it's either loy plug, or you might come to bring up a ladder over here also. Either we say loy plug, or because you actually go up and you'll do something. So, why do you tell me, when it's high above, even two stories, even two mattresses, afilu asara batim, 10 stories high, zel gav zel lo yiko, el ika benayu, the naf kamini is, the kosav akoisel umitza. It's written on a wall, and it's reachable, it's attainable, it's low. So leman do'om Hashem yimchoik ha'shim, and it's takach shashav v'chem yimchoik. It's available, it's right in front of you. Leman do'om Hashem yiko, loik ha'shim on, why? Because he can't make a gzera reading something off a wall, the whole reason why you can't read off this menu or this guest list is because you might come to read Shtog Edyoites, your accounting statements. So over here, you're not Goyza Guda Otushtog, meaning a wall, Otushtar. It's not Michlev. What about Chashash Hashem Yimchak? What's wrong with that? Ulamad Hashem Yikra, Lech Hashem Yimchak? The Chari should always be Chashash Hashem Yimchak. So then, even though good the b'shtogel le'michlef, but what about the chashash mechika? The fact that it's right low, right in front of you, elik menayu the chayek atavle va'pinkus. It's not written; it's engraved. So engraved, there's no chashash of erasing, and it's on a tavle on a pinkus. It's not on a wall. Lemando m'shem yimchag loy chashinon because it's engraved. Lemando m'shem yikol chashinon. You a goyzer a pinkus that's engraved or to reading a shtar hediyot. You tell me that Lamandom Hashem Yimchoik, so Leich Hashem Yikra, what about the Chashash of Hashem Yikra? Even though you tell me you didn't know Chashash of Mechika, because it's engraved, but what about Hashem Yikra? What's wrong with that Chashash? So Vait, it should be also on the tablet and the pinkus too. Bechitem, a tablet, pinkus, Mishtogel, and Michlev. If you're going to tell me you're not going to one or to another, just like we said, Koisel, Otu, Story, that you're not Guda, Story, you don't compare, you're not Michlev. So Melovi also maybe say Tavla and Pinkus Otu Shtoga Loi Michlev. Votanya, we learned clearly in the Braisa, Moina Odom Kama Mi Bifnim. A person can count how many guests are sitting in the inside, the Kama Mi Bachutz, and how many in the outside, the Kama Mona is Osid Laniach Lifnim, and how many meals I'm planning to serve in front of them. Miksav Shal Gabi Akoisul. It says clearly that I read it off a wall. Avaloi miksav shal gabe tavlo pinkus. So we see clearly that tavlo and pinkus, you're telling me state that miksav shal gabe tavlo pinkus, it's also. Why? The only reason is because the reason why you're allowed to do it off a wall is because gudu b'shtog aloi michlef. But it says on the tavlo and pinkus, it's also. So we see tavlo and pinkus is yes, michlef otu shtog. That's why it's also. We just finished saying, Laman domar Shema Yimchak, what about Shema Yikra? V'chitem, you're going to tell me, Tavlo Pinkus B'shtogel Michlef. We've seen this price, Tavlo Pinkus is yes B'shtogel Michlef. Because we see clearly, off the wall it's Mutter, and from a Tavlo Pinkus it's also. So because we see that you say Shema Michlef, Tavlo Pinkus Otu Shtogel Zedjejes. So Zag the Gemara, Hechi Domi, Ilei Mediksev Michtev, if we're talking about that it's written, regular Ksav, not engraved, so Maish Nocho, why should be different? You know, a wall is mutter and it's written, and this is also. Elon Mai, we're talking about Lav the Chayik. We're talking about it's engraved. V'katoni says clearly black and white. Miksava shagabi koisel, it's mutter. Avloi miksava shagabi tavlo pinkus, because you machlif one or to another. That means you machlif tavlo pinkus or two strong adjoitas. Elon Zakmar, back to the original Kasha, we're answering as follows. Lo oilom the kosav akoisel umidla. We're talking about that it's written on a wall. And it's out of reach. It's high up. Udeka kasha loch the rabba, and the kasha that we asked, that according to Rabbi that we said, that there's no difference if it's high or low, just like we see when you're not allowed to read by a candlelight, leikalor aner. And Rabbi said, even shtei koimis, so we're also, what's the difference if it's high? Zogdu Gemara, that din is a machloikas tanoim. It's a machloikas tanoim if we say it is loy plug, if it's high or if it's low. The tanya we learned in the Braisa, moina odomes or choves papago braisa mi piv. A person allowed to count his guest list and his meals from his mouth. Avaloy minaksav. Rav Acha mater miksav shagabi koisel. Rav Acha says it's mutter if it's on a wall. Now this is right. This is the lashon of the Mishnah, but this Braisa brings this lashon and it says that Rav Acha allows it on the wall. So what are we talking about? Hechidomi. Ilem miksav mitaso. If we're talking about that, it's written on the wall below, right in front of you. So what happened to the ksav shem yimchoik? Lecha shem yimchoik. El alav. We're talking about the ksav umidli. We're talking about that it's high above. So we see clearly it's machlokes tanoim because the Tana in the Braisa says moino oidom avaloy min aksav, and that's talking about that it's high up, and abacha matir miksav shagabi koisel, that's high up. So the machlokes if you're choishes for high up or not, do we say loy plug even though it's higher, or don't we say loy plug? Rav Acha is clearly matir miksav shagabi koisel, not like Rabbi said leikalor aner, even if it's two stories high. And based on that premises, we wanted to say who are the koisel if it's high? It's not reachable. It's irrelevant. Either loy plug or it might come to bring a ladder, like the Balamor says. But over here, we see clearly that it's a machlekes in the Braisa. It's a machlekes tanoim, and Rav Acha is matir even if it's high. So that's not going to pshat leolam. It's high. And don't ask me kasha from Rabbi. It's a machlokes tanoim. So first of all, Rashi says, he says as follows. Rashi on the bottom wide line, we're talking about the kosav umidli. We're talking about that the guest list is written and it's high up. Zok Rashi, the kosav minyona akoisel b'dyoy. You wrote the number on the koisel b'dyoy. That means instead of 11, it's written 11 on a koisel and it's high up. Now, Rashi is saying, L'chayra, you have to know, because the whole shash is Shemi Yimchoik. Midaraisi, not Chayva Mechika, only Amnas Lichtoiv. Moich Amnas Lichtoiv. So it seems like Exera. Exera, you're not allowed to read off a guest list, maybe. Because you maybe come to a race, but a race in Gufa is a Drabonon. It's not Amnas Lichtoiv. So it's very meductic over here, because Rashi says, the Kosav, Sadech Samsoif says that we're talking about Moich Amnas Lichtoiv. So it's meduknik in his Rashi. Why? Because Rashi says, because of minyono, we talk about a number. If you have a guest list of 11, it's not enough to erase it. You have to erase it and write 10 instead. So it's a mocham nas lichtoiv taka. So it's taka gzeira de reis, it's not otu rabbonon. Others say it's kulichad gzeira. But the point is, it's if you have a guest list, a number, minyono zok Rashi, meduknik zok Rashi minyono. If it's a list of names, so I erase the last name. Okay, so then it's moich shleim nas lichtoiv. But Rashi is medaktik bil shoinoi, and he writes minyono. A number erasing is not going to do the job. You have to erase the number and write a different number in its place. Instead of 11, you have to write 9. So it's moich kam nas lichtoiv. Now, in the etzim din of shtoge adyotis, so there's two sugis over here. There's one is reading off a guest list, biksav, because you might come to erase it, or exeg out the shtore adyotis. So shtore adyotis itself, what is shtore adyotis? Does that mean you're not allowed to read a newspaper? So it's not so poshut. So when it comes to things that are mekhu memkar, for instance, real dealings or business dealings, you're not allowed to read on Shabbos because you might come to erase it. You might come to adjust it. You might come to write something. If you were looking at your calculations, what you made for your bank statements, for your accountant, you might come to your final number that you put together, you might come to raise it. So those tabish tori diotis of Rashi and Tosis over here, mekhu memkar. Now what about igros, letters, or newspapers, or history? So there's the Ramah, there's many discussions in the poskim about this. We'll see the next Gemara, and the Gemara is going to make it a little clearer. We'll see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Vahani tanoi, kahani tanoi. The machlokes tanoim that we just had is totally in the next machlokes tanoim. The Tanya, ein royin b'mara b'Shabbos. One is not allowed to look into a mirror on Shabbos. Ramei amati b'mara hakavu b'koisel. Ramei says if the mirror is attached to the wall, it's not removable. So then you're allowed to. So first of all, it's mashma over here. Then in the weekday, you're allowed to look in the mirror. Tosfos on Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Tes says that you're not allowed to. Ikav isav lo silbash. But so you have a few answers. One answer you can say this Gemara is talking about an isha. Don't say it's talking about an ish. Maybe it's talking about an isha. So it's a lo silbash. But the ma'aser other rishonim, the Ramah brings this in Kufnun Vav. The Ran says in Avodah Zarah that when it's a nohug to look in the mirror, then even for a man, there's no isav lo silbash if that's the minig. Which is not, today there's no issa lo silbash. People look in the mirror, they just, they tie in a mirror. So no issa of lo silbash, because that's hech de nog. The Amor brings this, that is lemaisa, the din. Barak upon him. So that would be meduktik, ein roim b'mara b'shabas, dafka b'shabas, remeya mate b'mara kavua b'koisel. Remeya says mutter when the mirror is attached. So maisha kavua b'koisel, what's the reason when it's attached that it's mutter? Tada hochi v'ochi mitkal. Because you look in the mirror, suddenly you see a hair out of place, so you want to get your trimmer, you want to trim your beard, you want to do something. So by the time you go to get your scissor, you'll remember it's a Shabbos. So that's when it's kavula koisel, it's muta. When it's not kavula koisel, you have a mirror that you hold in your hand. You'll also have to go fetch a scissor, so you'll also remember. What's the difference? No, we're talking about that the mirror itself, it's made out of metal. So you can use the mirror to cut. So if the mirror is movable, you can take the mirror and cut. If the mirror is connected to the wall, you can't take it off the wall to cut. So mela, that's why it's mutter. There's no chashah. Use the mirror to cut off a hair. Zog the Gemara, Ukin Rav Nachman, Omer Rabbe Ravua, Dom Rav Nachman, Omer Rabbe Ravua, Prima, Omer Mare Shal Matechas Asuga. Why is a mirror that's made out of metal also? A person is going to come cut off hairs that are medul dolin. So that's the difference. The difference is, will you cut off hairs or not is totally if the mirror is movable or the mirror is connected to the wall. Min hakoisel it's mutter, there's no chash. Because by the time you go get a real scissor, you'll remember. Mashenkin, if it's a movable one, you'll use that itself as a scissor and you'll forget. Zog the Gemara, that was what you were asking about, Lemaisa, Shtore Adyotis, and things like that. If this, the final Gemara over here goes back to it. Zog the Gemara, Tonag Rabbonon. Ksav Hamahalech Tachas Atzura. If you have text, captions, written under a tzura. A tzura, a picture. A pesel, a tzura. It talks something about the history of this item you're looking at. V'tachas ha'duk nois. On the images. Also likoisa b'Shabbos. You're not going to read on Shabbos. Why? Zog drashi shema yikro b'shtore ha'dyoitis. Same reason. Shtore ha'dyoitis is a halacha that's also, you're not allowed to read because of, you might come to a race. So you're not allowed to read these captions either. U'duk na'atzmo. And a duk na'atzmo, an image. Af b'choil also listakobo. Can look at a duke and it's time in the weekday too. Mishum shenemal al tifnu ela elilim. You're not going to be pointed to the gods. Meaning Avodah Zarah. My Talmudah, how do we dash in this? Omer Rav Chanan, al tifnu el midaitchem. Mach nishken Avodah Zarah fun a menschen. Hand gave me to platz and macht Avodah Zarah fun a menschen. So here we have another aspect of Shtore Adyoitis. The Gemara says you're not even allowed to read a caption. So what is this tzura that we're saying, ksav ma'alech tachas atzura tachas duknois? So Rashi says, k'goyim b'nei odom ha-metzarim b'koysel chayis mishunis, they make images of different chayis, of animals, or duknois shal b'nei odom, or they metzarim people, shal ma'isim, k'goyim milchemes dovid v'golyas, different warriors, v'koysel tachteo, zu tzuras chayi ploinis, this is this and this animal, this is this historical event, v'zu duknois ploinis, ploinis. So there you're not allowed to read on Shabbos because of Shtore Adyoitis. Tosfos says, Dukenes Atzma af b'choil osa, we're talking about not a regular Duken. Nira de b'shavya l'shem avedetz gilulim omar. We're talking about where the Duken is in Avedet Zorah. Then it's osa even in the weekday. Aval anoy, but if it's tam, a beautiful image, that's mutter. K'demash b'non shal k'doyshim lave mistakli b'tzul tzad azuzah. B'non shal k'doyshim, the Gemara said in Avedet Zorah, didn't look even at a tzura of azuzah. Michal d'achinav mistakli. You'll not look at tam at a tzura, that's a shame noy. That's what Tosfos is saying. The Dukna Atzma B'chol Osa is talking about Dukna Avodah Zarah Dafka. Now, Gavi, the Etzim Din of Shtore Adyoitis, that's also to read on Shabbos. So, The ikka din that's also, like Rashi says, is because of mekhu memkar. That means anything that's business related, that's also to read, because then you come to be adjust and you come to erase and you come to change. So that's also to read shalad yoytas because of mekhu memkar. That means any ad that's business oriented, you're not allowed to read on Shabbos. Now, the other tzad to be mekel, to read things, so anything that's Torah, you're allowed to read. That's not called Torah Adyotis. That's Chavtzei Shemayim. If the Issa is that not because of Shem Yimchak, the Issa is Mintze Chavtzecha. So if that's the Tzad, so then anything that's Chavtzei Shemayim is Mutter. So if you're reading something which is Oinik Shabbos, so then, if it's not Mechel Memka, but if it's something that's Ma'anig you, it's a story, it's a history, so then it's not Chavtzecha, it's Chavtzei Shemayim. It goes into Oinik Shabbos. That would be a hetak upon him that people read different things. But when it comes to reading ads that are business related, that's also, that's Mechel Memkar. And if it's an ad of Tzarech Mitzvah, so that maybe goes into Chavtzei Shemayim, then it won't be considered Chavtzecha. Then it would be, you can be makel on the tzad that the is Chavtzecha Asurim, Chavtzei Shemayim is Mutorim. Now, Lagabe reading a menu, so a menu, we're saying that it's also to read on Shabbos, Minyan Orchim, and the Parparois. Why? Even if it's Gavoya, because of Gzeirah of Shtarei Adyotis. But if it's Chokuk, if it's engraved, so then it's Takamuta, and by Tavla and Pinkus we pass on the Shin Zayin over there. We say that even if it's Chokuk, it's Osa. By Tavla and Pinkus, it is a Gzera or to Shtarei Adyotis. Just by a Koisel Chokuk, we say it's not Michlif. We're not Michlif Guda Shtara Wall Otu Ishtar. We'll stop up here by the two dots towards the bottom of Kuf Memtes Omed Aleph.